Thank you, Chair. And thank you, the Secretary, for presenting the outline and the plans for the work. We, on this part of the document, we don't have any specific suggestions on the drafting. We very much welcome the selection of the presented activities and the related performance measures, which are concrete and measurable, and also in line with what we've discussed in October, and therefore they do confirm the relevance and value of the actions that is being carried out. On the notes, let's say in relation to this, and also on the note that you highlighted on the resources, we can only hope that the resources can be made available as soon as possible, as we know that this sub-program has been lacking resources on the top for, I would say, too long, so I hope that that can be resolved very, very soon. Allow me to also say a couple of words on the proposal by Venezuela and Belarus. We already mentioned it in the opening session a bit. To respond, just to reiterate, the Bridgestone Covenant in its paragraph 127, it is where UNCTAD is given the mandate on what it is to do. And we have an explicit paragraph G, which is explicitly calling upon UNCTAD to continue its existing work on non-tariff measures. This does not include work on the impact of sanctions. We do have paragraph 99 on unilateral economic and financial and trade measures, not in accordance with international law or the UN Charter. And this is part of the policy analysis and of multilateral context within which the Bridgestone Covenant was negotiated. And therefore, it does not give any explicit mandate to UNCTAD, which remains defined in the part 4 of the covenant, specifically in the paragraph 127, as mentioned. On the EU side, the EU restrictive measures are a legitimate tool of our common foreign and security policy to defend values and interests, preserve peace and security, and support democracy, the rule of law, human rights, and the principle of international law. Sanctions can be a useful non-military response to grave violation of international law and crimes against humanity. Such violations have a clear and direct negative impact. Such actions or such circumstances to which the sanctions are targeted against have been demonstrated that they have negative and severe and direct negative impacts on the well-being of the concerned population and can impede the full achievement of economic and social development in the concerned states. And indeed, many countries, developed and developing, make use of such tools. In brief, such measures are not part of international development agenda and therefore cannot be considered through such lens. In fact, there is overwhelming evidence that in most cases where sanctions are applied, there are far more serious obstacles to the achievement of sustainable development, such as human rights and armed conflict. In this sense, we cannot support inclusion of such references in the UNCTAD mandate. Thank you.